Hello and welcome to another episode of the Leo Alves podcast. And on today's episode, it's going to be a short Q&A. I've got five different topics / questions here that I'm looking to cover. They're questions and topics that I've been recently asked about at the time of recording this. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to turn this into a short podcast episode as well, as I know these can be quite common things to think about, and just have it down in recording once and for all, so that you can listen to whenever is most convenient for you. But before starting, I don't know if you would have noticed the improved audio quality. It's much better now, and it's not because I brought a new microphone, although I was planning to do that and I no longer need to, but it's because I noticed what feels like an obvious switch at the back of my microphone now. And somehow I had not noticed this for about 2 years, and I've had this microphone for that long. And basically the switch was a different setting that was much better for recording podcasts. So this entire time I've been recording podcast episodes on the wrong switch with my microphone. So not that it was terrible audio quality before, but it's going to be much better now. And I just feel so silly for it because I haven't noticed what feels like such an obvious switch now, because I feel like I did pay attention to my microphone, but clearly not. I kicked myself about it as soon as I discovered this other switch. For like 2 or 3 minutes, I was just like, damn, Leo, like, man, like, there's no other way to describe it apart from that was a little bit dopey of me. Otherwise, it's not like there's anything else I can do about it. Moments pass now. And on the bright side, I can now move forward knowing that you're about to get much better audio quality on the podcast episodes, which makes me very happy. Because it makes it a lot easier to listen to. Anyway, let's get stuck into the main topic of today's podcast, which is the Q&A. And question one was how to be consistent. And that's exactly how it got phrased to me. So how to be consistent. And I don't feel like I need to speak on this question for too long. But what I can say about it is that I feel like most people, potentially you included, struggle with consistency because of two main reasons. Number one is because you try and take on way too much too soon. And number two is because you aim for perfection or nothing. Here's the thing, and this is what I want you to remember moving forward. The more radical the change that you try and take on, the harder it's going to be to stick with. So understand that things get much easier on your fitness journey when you realize that you can still make progress with less radical changes. For example, you can make great progress working out 3 times a week, and it doesn't have to be like 5 or 6 times a week or every single day, because that's going to be much harder to stick with. That's a more drastic change. Or you can have 20% of your calories from quote unquote funner foods. It doesn't need to be you eating clean 100% of the time, because again, that's such a drastic change. And to be honest, a very unnecessary one as well. Another thing that you can bear in mind is aim for 85% consistency across the month instead of 100%. So like I said at the start, remember, the more radical the change that you're trying to take on, the harder it's going to be to stick with. And a book that breaks this down really well is one that I read recently called Tiny Habits by an author called BJ Fogg. BJ Fogg. So check that out. I would recommend reading it. And he explains this concept. I don't know if concept would be the right word, but he basically explains this subject very well. And I've always said, and you might have heard me say this before, but if you always tell yourself that you're just going to start next week instead, then that's concrete evidence you are trying to take on way too much too soon. So instead of going from never working out to trying to work out every single day, how about going from never working out to working out twice a week consistently? Because if you can work out twice a week consistently for, let's say, a year, that's going to be much better than working out every single day for 2 weeks and then you give up because it's just too hard to stick to and you just want to be perfect or nothing. So do you see where I'm going with this? So try and just be more sensible with the steps that you take towards getting to the desired outcome that you want. Anyway, point number two. So steroids, injectables, Photoshop, amazing lighting. These are all big in the industry and a lot more common than you think. And I feel like to someone who probably doesn't know too much about fitness or doesn't know too much about, you know, what can be achieved naturally, or they're just new to trying to change themselves for the better, they will see these unrealistic standards and try, and that's what they'll try and aim for, and then beat themselves up when they can't get there. Whereas in reality, you know, not even the person in the picture actually looks like the person in the picture, if you get what I mean, because it's been photoshopped so much. And again, more often than not, a lot of people, like, let's say fitness models, because a lot of people follow loads of fitness models on social media because that's how they want to look. And so they look at other people's physiques and then, you know, tell themselves, okay, that's what I want to be aiming for, blah, blah, blah. Not realizing that that person is, again, they're on stuff. They're taking substances. They're taking steroids. They're injecting themselves. And you have to realize, again, because let's say they're fitness models or they're extremely well-paid actors, their income is basically based on their physique. And that means that because their income is based on their physique, they can dedicate 24 hours of their day to improving their physique, to trying to get, you know, to getting a six pack, to trying to look as ripped as possible. And do them, that's fine. Like, I don't care what they do. I'm not against any of these stuff. Like, at the end of the day, I've always said, I don't give a shit what anyone does with their own physique. It's their own physique. I feel like it's wrong when anyone tries to get involved with telling other people what to do, like, or when the government tells people what they should and shouldn't do with their body. But the issue comes in when other people, like, so the majority of the population, then look at, let's say, a fitness model whose entire income is based on their physique, meaning they have all the hours in the day to dedicate to their physique, and then they try and use that as the standard that they should aim for, not realizing that that's entirely unrealistic. You've got so many things going on in your life. You might have, let's say, two jobs, a 9-to-5, you might have kids. So using that as a benchmark is just unrealistic. It's setting yourself up for failure, and you're never going to be content with the progress you've made. Now, don't get me wrong. This isn't to say that you shouldn't aim to look better or feel better or improve your physique or try and maybe lose weight or gain some muscle. This is me saying that you should be very conscious of who you're following on social media. Be very conscious of who you're trying to compare yourself with. Be very conscious of just basically the fact that the fitness industry will lie to you. It's going to lie to you. The beauty industry is going to lie to you, because at the end of the day, it's how they make money. Again, nothing wrong with wanting to look better, but I would say part of that, I would say, you know what, your main focus should be not looking better. Your main focus should be on having performance goals and consistency goals, because obviously getting stronger in the gym is one of the most empowering feelings that you will have. But if you can tick off those consistency goals, if you can tick off the performance goals that you are aiming for, looking better is going to be a byproduct of that, without the obsession of having something like a six pack or the obsession of trying to look as lean as possible. Because again, just comparing yourself to, like, really high paid movie actors or fitness models, is, you're going to have a tough time with it. Okay, so be very conscious of who you're following on social media. And the reason why I can speak on this topic very comfortably is because I was there, like, back in 2018, 2017, before I really got into, like, when I was even earlier than that, when I was, like, starting to get into fitness, I looked at fitness models and it was who I followed on social media, thinking it's what I had to aim for. And it was only in, like, 2020, 2021 when I started really being, I would say 2020, when I was a lot more conscious about who I was following on social media, realizing that, you know, fitness doesn't have to be bodybuilding, for example, you know, competing in physique shows. It's actually about moving better, feeling better, having performance goals, and just being more athletic all round. And I feel like once I came to terms with that and I started to understood that better, I started to enjoy my training a lot more. I felt a lot more comfortable in my own skin, because yeah, I did definitely have body dysmorphia back in the day. And I feel like, to be honest, that is quite a popular thing, a lot more popular than most people realize. I just don't think it's very spoken about. And a lot of that, again, just comes from having these unrealistic standards due to what the fitness industry is always pushing in our face, or the beauty industry is always pushing in our face, because, you know, money talks. So yeah, overall, to summarize that question, just be conscious of who you're following on social media. Be conscious of who you're trying, what you're trying to compare your physique to. Be conscious of, why are you working out? Ask yourself that. Remember, set performance goals, set consistency goals, aim to be stronger. And again, all of these other things that you want will ironically fall into place too, without what you could potentially call an unhealthy obsession within some people. Okay. Now, next point. Actually, next point was about performance goals. So I guess I kind of covered point two and three within the same time. So I'm going to go straight on to point number four. And point number four is, does cardio after your weightlifting session harm your gains? And this is actually something I used to ask myself back in the day, a good few years ago. And the answer is no. cardio after weightlifting isn't just going to undo like the 1 hour weightlifting session that you just done or half an hour weightlifting session that you just done. You know, you've already done it. You already progressively overload. You already turned up to the gym that day and done what you needed to do. Now, I feel like when it comes to like cardio and resistance training, you do get two camps of people and they're on like on extremes of either side. And you get one side who's like, oh, I do nothing but cardio. And then you get the other side who's like, oh, I only do resistance training. I don't do cardio because I don't want to harm my gains. Now, that's not how it works. You should be doing both at the end of the day. You should be doing both. You should be doing weight training. You should be wanting to get stronger because it improves the quality of your life. But you should also be doing cardio, not for fat loss or not because you want to burn more calories, but because it's good for you. And I feel like what a lot of people don't remember, especially the people who say they only want to do weight training and they don't do cardio because it's going to somehow harm your gains, which isn't true. If anything, it's only going to be good for your gains. Because put it like this, the heart is a muscle. If you're training all your muscles apart from the most important one because you're not doing cardio, then I don't totally understand your thought process. Again, do some cardio because it's good for you. And again, because you want to train the heart because it is a very important muscle to be training. And that's not to say you have to be like doing HIIT sessions, but do something like zone 2 cardio. That's what I do. I do 60 minutes a week, an hour a week. And the benefits that it's helped me get out of that, like my heart rate after doing zone 2 cardio consistently for a few months has improved so much. So it's definitely worth doing. And yeah, just start doing some zone 2 cardio. If you don't know what zone 2 cardio is, it's just basically the heart rate range that you aim for as you're doing cardio. If you have more questions about zone 2, email me leo@keros.online. I'll leave my email in the show notes. And then question 5, so final question, how do you lose fat without losing muscle? And that's a very good question. So how do you lose fat without losing muscle? There's a few things that you're going to want to bear in mind. Basically, to describe it as simply as possible, keep your protein high. Ideally, you would want to have like be aiming for maybe a gram of protein per centimeter of height. For some people, especially people who have never really tracked their protein intake before or were never really conscious of their protein intake before, that can be quite a lot to aim for. But you can aim for, maybe you can start off with like half of that and then work towards like 2/3 of that and then eventually get to the place where you are eating a gram of protein per centimeter of height. So that would be a great start. Ensure that you're resistance training as well and that you're resistance training with a progressive overload. Ensure that you're getting adequate protein and have your calories maybe in a slight calorie deficit, I would say, or you could even have it at maintenance. If your calories are at maintenance, your protein is high, you're progressively overloading your weight training sessions, then that will be good for body recomposition as well. Otherwise, that is pretty much it from me today on this podcast episode. Dan, this episode was shorter than I thought it would be. I don't think there's really anything that I can think of, like any life updates at the time of recording this that I would like to share with you, that I can share with you. Like, I don't really care what I share with you. But otherwise, yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, then do share it. Like right now, I do have something that I wanted to mention. On average, right now, I'm releasing a podcast episode maybe once every week. I want to start potentially upping that. So like 4 podcast episodes a month to potentially 5 or 6, just because I'm really enjoying podcast episodes right now. I say that, let's see how it goes because, you know, sometimes life ends up getting in the way and then I start focusing on other stuff. But right now in this phase where I'm at right now at the time of recording this, I'm really enjoying podcast episodes. I've not really been enjoying writing articles. I go through phases with like different things. Like sometimes I'll really enjoy writing articles. Sometimes I really enjoy making YouTube videos. But right now I really enjoy making podcasts and I feel like I wouldn't say I'm slacking on the other two. I would just say it's not really my priority as much now on the other two. But overall, again, I do hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're not following the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, then please do drop me a follow. Please do give it a rating. I really do appreciate that because it helps more people find the show, Apple Music, Spotify. It then pushes this podcast more organically as well, which is always a good thing because then more people can get good, valuable nutrition and training advice, because what might seem obvious to you now isn't obvious to many people. And, you know, more people out there need to hear this because a lot of people are comparing themselves, for example, to fitness influencers and fitness models, etc., or bodybuilders who take crazy amounts of steroids, or they do think that cardio is going to impact their gains. So share this with someone who you think it could help. drop a follow, drop a review. Otherwise, I do hope you're well. Thank you always for listening. Take care, and I'll see you around.